But now I want to apply the same principles to the church, the true church. And I want to suggest something which may shock some of you. Basically, I believe the church has been out of its spiritual inheritance in Christ for just about the same length of time as Israel have been out of their geographical inheritance. And one point that I want to develop is there's a very close parallel between the restoration of Israel and the restoration of the church. Actually, Israel, if you might say it, is in the natural. The church is in the spiritual. So it's easier to see things in the natural. To see them in the spiritual, you have to have spiritual discernment or insight. But basically, I want to suggest to you that the restoration of the church to its spiritual inheritance in Christ has proceeded parallel, step by step, with the restoration of Israel to their inheritance. Viewed this way, history has a meaning. And the developments that have taken place this century all fit into God's eternal plan. If you were to choose a date for the restoration of the church, and I mean this is somewhat arbitrary, I believe the restoration of the church can only take place through the supernatural presence and power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the agent of restoration. So if you just want to choose a date, you could take January the 1st, 1900, because at that time, in a Bible school in Kansas, a young woman in the school went to the heads of the school and said, "Please pray for me. I want to receive the Holy Spirit the same way they received it in the book of Acts." Now, the heads of the Bible school didn't believe in that, but to accommodate her, they prayed for her, and she received it. She began to speak in tongues. And that, in a sense, was a breakthrough. Then in 1904, there was what has been called the Azusa Street outpouring in Los Angeles, and then it proceeded parallel. So we're looking at a parallel process of restoration of Israel on the one hand, the church on the other. Now in Psalm 102, the psalmist had a prophetic revelation, I believe, of this period. Psalm 102 begins with the psalmist in a mood of deep despair. He feels totally set aside, feels life isn't worth living, and he's in deep misery. Then he does something which is very advisable for people who are suffering from depression, and if you are in that condition, I want to suggest this to you. He looks away from himself to the Lord. And when he does that, there's a complete change of emphasis and tone. And so he says in verse 12 of Psalm 102, "But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion." Now Zion is primarily Israel, Jerusalem and the Jewish people. But I think it is legitimate to give it also a secondary spiritual application to the true church, not to the church, but the true church. For in Hebrews 12, it says that in the heavenly Jerusalem, the heavenly Zion, is the assembly of the church who are enrolled in heaven. So if you follow with me along that understanding, then we're talking about a time when God will arise and have mercy on his covenant peoples. And then the psalmist continues, "For the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come." Now this is prophetic preview, but it refers, I believe, to the period in which we are living. And the word set time in Hebrew is moed, which is the word used for all the set festivals of Israel, like the Passover, Shavuot, Yom Kippur, and so on. So, as I understand it, God has a prophetic calendar. And there is a set time on his calendar where the restoration of his people becomes his number one priority. We talk about being intercessors. And in Isaiah chapter 62, the prophet speaks about those who are set on the walls of Jerusalem to pray night and day for Jerusalem. Now, many, many years ago, I'm embarrassed to think how long ago, but I'll tell you, it was 1946. The then secretary of the Hebrew University was kind enough to give me some personal, private lessons in Hebrew. And because of that, I soon learned that the Hebrew word for a secretary is mazkir. Now, mazkir actually means someone who reminds. I realize we have an Israeli here tonight, and I'm saying this with all due deference to him. And so a secretary is someone who reminds. In other words, she keeps her boss's calendar, and she reminds her boss, now the foreman of the works is coming tomorrow morning at 10, and remember, next day is your wife's birthday, and remember to buy her some flowers. That's the kind of job of a secretary. And so God says in Isaiah 62, I have set mazkirim, secretaries, on the wall of Jerusalem, who will not give me any peace day or night until I restore Jerusalem. So I want to challenge those of you who are called to intercession. Remember, your job is to remind your boss of what's on his calendar. And you point to Psalm 102, verse 13, and you say, for the set time to favor Zion has come. And in that verse, there are two words, mercy and favor. And what I want to point out to you is neither mercy nor favor can ever be earned. Anything you can earn is not mercy and not favor. So what God is doing for his people is not what we have earned. It proceeds out of God's favor, which in the New Testament is usually translated grace. So what we're talking about is the grace of God. It's not something we have deserved. It's not something we can deserve. It's something that God has decided to do. You see, that's what really matters. Let me tell you, in the spiritual life, the key to success is to find out what God has decided to do and do it with him. Don't try to get God to change his plans, because he won't. And you can go ahead with your own plans, but they won't work. The only plan that will work is God's plan. I'm reminded of the fact that this past September, Ruth and I were ministering in a very interesting church in the center of London called Kensington Temple. And it's an unusual church. It has 5,000 members, which is a large church for Britain at the present time. And one of the unusual things about it is 57% of the members are Africans. You see, the center of London is a mixing pot of all nations, and you'll see probably more people with black or brown skins than you'll see with, quote, white skins. Most of us really don't have white skins. I spent 5 years in East Africa teaching Africans, training them to be teachers, and they used to call themselves black and me white. Well, I said, actually, you'd have to look a long way for anywhere in my body that really is white. But let's accept the title. Anyhow, Ruth and I were ministering, and I mean, it was a glorious time because it was like being back in Africa. I mean, people got excited. They enjoyed their salvation. They weren't behaving in a typically British way. And in the middle of it, on the platform, Ruth came over to me, and she said, I believe I have a word from the Lord. Well, I said, okay, by me, but talk to the pastor. So she went and talked to the pastor. The pastor said, oh, hey, okay, and she went ahead. And she started with a most dramatic and authoritative statement. I've never heard her speak with such authority. And it was God speaking. And he said this, I have decided to visit London. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I lived 7 years of my life in London, 8 ministered. It was probably the hardest place I've ever ministered in. But God has decided to visit London. I just share that with you because you need to know it. And if God visits London, the whole world will feel the impact because London touches every nation on earth. I just use that as an illustration of how important it is to find out what God has decided to do and do it with Him. Jesus is the head of the church, and one of the functions of the head is to take the initiative. In the true church, the initiative always proceeds from Jesus. And when people initiate things on their own, they never work. The only thing that works is that which Jesus has initiated. One of our continuing and ongoing prayers for Ruth and me is, Lord, let us be in what you have initiated. Let us not initiate anything of ourselves. And we have proved and experienced over the past 12 years that it works.